Good morning, Anchor. It is Caitlin here, and I'm pretty sure it's the 29th of August. It's Tuesday, I know that. Kind of losing track of, like, everything right now. Dealing with my own separate anxieties and the depression and comes along with PTSD. I'm also dealing with, like, the first traumatic loss of a friend that I've, you know, seen on a regular weekly basis, who was not only a good friend of mine and my husband's, but a father to two boys and 6 and 9, and my heart is broken, utterly broken for them and for his wife, and I'm just at a loss kind of what to do emotionally. I'm scared that when I see them tonight, I spoke to his wife and she said they're coming to practice still to keep up with everything, I guess. She didn't go into detail, but I'm assuming basically to keep up with them, keep them occupied. I'm going to assume that it's her father-in-law that's going to be bringing the boys, as he has brought them to practice before. It was typically Dave that did. He was basically an assistant coach. He's a great guy, great friend, hilarious friend. He, you know, on a friend level, the relationship might have been new between him and my husband and I, but only about 2.5 months. But it was, definitely something that I did see going far. More so for his sons. I think that's my biggest thing, and also that his wife's situation is literally, you know, my worst fear. I've had that nightmare before. I've had the nightmare where Chris passes away in some tragic accident and I'm left alone with two kids and I don't know how to deal with it. And I'm heartbroken that my exact nightmare played out for her. And it's hard. I've just walking the dog and I have to get back to, the little one. She's gonna need to be woken up to feed soon, as any breastfeeding mamas can know. You know that. You just know that. And I don't even know where I'm going with this, but miss you, buddy. Until we meet again. Hey Anchor, it's Caitlin. I'm driving right now. Don't worry, using a speaker, so not legally driving. I'm having a hard time. Just thought I'd talk it out. I don't know, just everything. Just, is this what it's like for everybody when you lose somebody that you didn't ever expect to? I know that obviously the level of closeness and, you know, intimacy with the person will definitely have a significant effect to the level of grief, but I almost feel like I'm maybe projecting the grief, like I mentioned. Actually, I don't know if I mentioned in the last session, I could have just been talking to my sister about it. I forget. But basically, you know, I feel like this is, no, I think I did talk about it. I feel like this is my, you know, exact nightmare playing out, and am I projecting my anxiety and that's causing the grief to deepen, or is this normal for somebody who, you know, considered him a good friend and, you know, I was looking forward to having, you know, play dates with the boys and Chris and I and practice and hockey and hockey season, and man, he was so excited, and they could have been on the same team. I mean, they might still be on the same team if we try, but I would definitely love to try. I would love to be able to, you know, continue helping them along their journey and try to give them everything I learned from him in the short time that I knew him, and the words of wisdom, even though during my panic attacks and mode, you know, just depression bouts, I guess. I still went to every single practice and every single game. I did not miss a single one, and he was there. I think maybe he missed one. So I was there every day, every week, three times a week with this guy, and he was a friend. I'd say I'd looked up to him in a brother way, the older friend, older brother, parent, idol. He was such a good dad, and man, I'm heartbroken, and I just don't really want to show it, and I don't think he being my son who's in the car, can really understand what I'm talking about right now. It probably just seems like I'm talking on the phone like I do other times, so he probably doesn't know, but I'm sad, and I'm overwhelmed with grief right now. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.